hospital. I don't think I rang the hospital. I think someone rang the hospital for me. And yes, they did. The woman did and said, you know, we've got a newly diagnosed diabetic here. And they said, come in the morning, not get anyone out or do anything at all. Which again is interesting because it could have been crucial, I would have thought, but I'm not, my medical knowledge isn't good enough to really confirm that. But I thought it was a little bit lax. I took her into the hospital and I begged the nurse to tell me that there was some other reason why she had, that she could have, some other reason there could be that she had sugar in the urine. And she said, well, no, not really. I knew that, of course. But I'd been very lucky because I'd phoned a friend, very close friend, who'd come round and flung her arms around me and said, I'm coming to the hospital with you. And we'd gone together and we'd sat in complete horror because, of course, we were surrounded by very sick children, children without any hair, oncology patients. And that was very traumatic. And it was also part of the coping process with Natasha's diagnosis, because in the way I'd thought, thank goodness, you know, I haven't got cancer. Here I had a little girl who was incredibly healthy, and so she'd wet the bed, and so she had sugar in her urine. I knew what was they were going to say, and indeed they did. Very shortly afterwards, they told me she was diabetic, and it was very grim. And people were very different in terms of how they talked to me. And I really was very much at sea, apart from the fact it was all dealt with very quickly. They started insulin that day. They were almost going to let her out the same day, but decided it wasn't quite how they'd like it. They'd just keep her in overnight. So they kept us in overnight, and I drove home while Bill held the fort and sneaked in a bottle of lager to get me through the night, which it did, it helped. And the next morning, they showed her again. I think she was shown on an orange what she was going to have to do. But I walked out with her. I mean, it's a very hard moment when your child says, you know, something to the effect of, you know, how many of these am I going to have to do? And you're just stuck thinking. Well, you can't think it's forever. You just can't. At that moment in time, you can't think it's forever. It's because it would be totally unbearable. So I thought, what you have to think is, well, at the moment it's forever, but maybe it won't be. And we walked